Most people have heard of the Oregon Trail, but few have come across the Applegate Trail. Yet it was the latter that afforded a different, and some say safer, route to the fertile Willamette Valley. The story of that historic trail is today's feature on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Brothers Lindsay, Jesse, and Charles Applegate and their families made the trip across the Oregon Trail in 1843. They were just a few of the many who were looking for a prosperous new beginning in the West.
Well, they started out in Independence, Missouri. Of course, they wanted to start as soon as they could here in spring here, you know. But they were all hitting mainly for that Willamette Valley at that time. They heard exaggerated things about the Willamette Valley up there, the fertile land up this kind. Of course, mostly farmers in those days, you know, but about 75% of people were farmers.
On that journey, the brothers lost three family members due to drowning on the dangerous Columbia River. So 3 years later, they blazed a new cutoff that took settlers through southern Oregon instead. Dennis Godston says it became known as the Applegate Trail. Both routes were difficult, though.
Well, at first, they're rafting that Columbia River up there, all the gorge up there, you know, and a lot of people drowning up there. Either way, it was really tough, because the northern route, you had the Blue Mountains, like a snowed them sometimes, you know, and of course, you had to cross the Snake River and this kind of thing, too, you know, and it was tough. And the southern route, for a while, they were going through that Black Rock Desert in Nevada.
And once the Applegate Trail reached southern Oregon and turned north toward the long-awaited Willamette Valley, there were steep mountains to cross. It wasn't an easy alternative to the northern route.
Not at all, because they had to clear it away. It wasn't really clear at all. The first one to come through it really difficult.
By 1853, 3,500 people used the Applegate Trail in that year alone. A stage stop and hotel were built here at Sunny Valley. In 1880, President Rutherford Hayes came to Oregon. They charged the president $3 for the one-night stay. It's just part of the history of this museum devoted to the southern route to Oregon. Traveling the countryside in Sunny Valley, Oregon, I'm Andrew McRae.